Dear citizens, I'm Padmini Arhant, representative, divine mission, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. Welcome to Face the Truth. The topic is terrorism and state sponsorship. More relevantly, terror attacks in Paris. The latest terror attacks in Paris from Daesh Takfiri elements deserves attention in ascertaining facts and examining reality. The cause and effects apply to any situation. Terrorism, contemporarily deployed as means to exert authoritarianism, induce fear and maintain mayhem. Terrorism, experienced worldwide, is state-authorized and approved activity. Accordingly, I raise the following questions with explanations for clarity. Who created Al-Qaeda? Al-Qaeda did not emerge from nowhere. The leaders of Al-Qaeda, previously Osama bin Laden and presently Ayman al-Zawahiri, as Western intelligence agencies' assets protected with immunity. How did Syrian conflict arise? Western intelligence combined with PNAC, the acronym for Project for New American Century, strategists and proponents as the masterminds behind September 11, 2001 attacks in the United States, charted the course well ahead that included Syria for destabilization. United States, Britain, France, Israel, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Qatar, Jordan, UAE, and Kuwait spearheaded the warfare by recruiting Al-Qaeda that evolved into Al-Nusra Front, ISIL, that is Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, ISIS, Salafi and Daesh Takfiri networks in Syria and later in Iraq. European Union, EU, on their part, fueled terror by lifting ban on arms and ammunition distribution to terror groups in Syria rather than extending embargo. The terror operatives up until now are funded, armed, and trained by Western nations and their allies in the Middle East with complicity from other partners in Eastern Europe and North Africa. Is it possible for terrorism to exist in the nuclear age without state sponsorship? The terror recruits from different parts of the world essentially hired to serve hegemonic goals, leaving hundreds and thousands of innocent people dead, millions as refugees, in addition to destroying civilizations despite fait accompli. Would any peaceful nation have normal relations with governments aiding and abetting terror? Namely, United States, Britain, France, Germany, along with EU, ties with Israel, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Qatar, UAE, Kuwait, and Jordan. Likewise, Iran with Turkey. Hegemony is multifaceted, aiming for regional and global dominance. There is little or no concern for catastrophe inflicted on population in war zones with economic interest prioritized over life. Could any terror network function upon terminating weapons delivery or accessibility to them? The terror organizations cannot last a day when arms supply to them is prevented across the spectrum. Who are the beneficiaries, that is, profiteers of violence, the stakeholders thriving on taxpayers-funded salaries, benefits and privileges, as well as the so-called royals supported by ordinary citizens' charity for generations, having major investments in defense industry representing the military-industrial complex, would not have it any other way. Has bombing nations resolved or exacerbated crisis? The desire for military interventions through air raids, notwithstanding troops on ground, currently substituted with terror outfits representing different states, clarify political status quo and institutionalized crime. Are institutions and authorities promoting perpetual chaos and bloodshed ever held accountable? None thus far, confirming the state of affairs as the license to kill at political will. Is there quid pro quo between states, military, intelligence agencies, and terror networks in the widespread activity? Yes. Otherwise, it is impossible for terrorism to persist in the militarily superior and nuclear-armed era. Finally, in the well-known dragnet global surveillance, how are the terrorists able to commit massacres in world capitals at frequent intervals and the states continue business as usual? Again, such events are only possible as false flag operations and criminal syndicate involvement. Ending state-sponsored terrorism and dismantling criminal enterprise with diverse collusion is the ultimate resolution. Anything beyond control would succumb to repeat folly and unsustainable condition. Never too late to quit counterproductive actions and decisions with blowback on the origin. I am Padmini Arhant, representative, divine mission, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. Express my condolence to grieving families in the Paris terror incident and wish speedy recovery of those injured in senseless violence. Thank you.